Scotia Seminary was in a big town. It was the first time Mary lived in a big town. At school, she learned subjects such as English and math. She made friends with girls from both cities and towns. While at Scotia Seminary, Mary had little time to rest. All the students helped in the school. Mary did laundry, cleaned the floors, put coal in the stoves, and other chores. Even with the chores, going to school was a joy. Mary sang with the chorus and joined the debate team. She was always grateful for her education. In 1893, Mary McLeod graduated from Scotia Seminary. She wanted to be a missionary. She wanted to travel and teach people who weren't able to go to school. She studied at the Moody Bible Institute in Chicago. Caption: When Mary McLeod opened her own college, she had her students learn everyday skills, like doing laundry. Other people were prejudiced, but Mary McLeod never let the color of her skin stop her dreams. She felt that her accomplishments would show who she really was. However, she was prohibited from becoming a missionary. Mary McLeod did not let this hamper her. She went home to Maysville and became an assistant to her former teacher. Mary McLeod wanted to see new places. She moved from town to town. In 1898, she married Albertus Bethune. A year later, they had a son. She stayed at home to care for her family. When Mary McLeod Bethune was offered the chance to start a school in Florida, she moved her family there. In 1904, they moved to Daytona Beach. Here she established her second school. It was the start of her lasting legacy. Quotation: I would not exchange my color for all the wealth in the world, for had I been born white, I might not have been able to do all that I have done, or yet hope to do. Mary McLeod Bethune.